Julius, can you just talk about the your game against the Colts, how you thought it went?
I thought it went pretty good. You know, first and foremost, the most important thing is getting the win. And, you know, I thought we played well as a unit, collectively.
What does this mean? What does this game mean to the Bears team, Julius? The fact that it's against the team that won the division and your rival.
It doesn't mean very much as far as that's concerned. You know, it's another game for us. Obviously, it's a rivalry game which we want to win, but we're not going to place too much emphasis on that. We're going to place the emphasis on getting the win, which we really need, and that's really what it is. You know, people make it a lot bigger than what it is, but it's really a game that we just need to win.
Just, there were a lot of expectations on you guys this year. Is it nice to come out with the statement you did in that first week?
I'm sorry, the phone was breaking up.
Sorry, there's a lot of expectations on you guys this year. Is it nice to make that statement in week one like you did?
I wouldn't really necessarily call it a statement. It was a nice showing for our defense, our offense, and our special teams. You know, it was a start in the right direction, but a statement game, I wouldn't necessarily call it that. You know, it was something that we can build off of.
You've got some injuries on defense. Are you guys still potentially the Bears defense that's been, you know, playing for 10, 15 years? Just that stop them defense that you guys got?
I'm sorry. This something is wrong with the line. I couldn't hear the question.
I guess with all the injuries you guys have, are you guys still that rock solid Bears defense that we've all gotten to know over the last, you know, 10, 15 years?
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, we are. I don't feel like anything has changed. Obviously, we all are a little older, but, you know, that's something to be said for the experience that you get, you know, with the age. So, you know, the injuries aren't that bad. You know, we just got a little few nicks and bruises, but I think for the most part, we're healthy overall, and it's the same group of guys.
Julius, do you think the 49ers created a blueprint on how to keep Aaron Rodgers in check, and is that something you might follow?
I thought they did a good job of rushing them and containing them. We're going to try to do the same thing. We're not necessarily going to use what they did because we play a different front than they do. But as far as the concept of rushing them hard and relentlessly and keeping him in the pocket and, you know, getting pressure to him, you know, we want to try to do replicate those things.
Why do you think you had so much trouble against him on Christmas Day last year?
That was last year. I can't even really remember, you know, the details of the game, but, you know, he's a great player, so it's not like it's easy to go out there and slow him down. You know, he's going to make plays, but this is a new year, and we're going to have a new plan, so hopefully we can do better this time.
I know it's the other side of the ball, but what did it mean to get Brandon Marshall there?
He adds another dimension to that offense, to our offense, you know. The deep ball is there. Not only that, you know, he has pretty good sure hands, you know, so you know, he takes pressure off of the other receivers to get open, and you know, it's just excitement around him being here. So you know, all of those things combined give us a big boost on that side of the ball.
Short of winning the Super Bowl, Julius, are you happy with how things worked out with your move to Chicago over these years now?
Yeah, I'm happy, you know. I'm happy personally. I'm happy professionally. I don't think it could have worked out any better for me. The only thing that I'm missing, like you said, is the Super Bowl ring. And, you know, we're still working towards that. It's a work in process. We're not finished yet.
Do you still consider the Packers the team to beat in the NFC North, or is the landscape changing this season?
Until we beat them or until somebody else wins the division, I would have to say so, you know. They won it last year, so until somebody else wins it, they are the team to beat.
Julius, with this short week, what was the focus of the defense today in practice? What were the things that you guys wanted to tweak heading into this game?
We haven't had practice yet, but as far as the meetings and the walkthrough, the short walkthrough we had, we just basically want to clean out things up, our mistakes. We don't necessarily get too concerned about our opponent and what they're doing. We concentrate on us and how we can make improvements from the mistakes that we made last game. So we're just trying to clean that up, and everything else probably would take care of itself.
Okay, so can you give me something that you in particular want to clean up about your game or the defense as a whole?
We just want to eliminate some of the mistakes. You know, like I said, the first game we played was pretty good. You know, we had a few mistakes where we had a few lapses where we didn't have as much pressure as we would like, and we had a few times where we let Andrew Luck step up in the pocket and get out and hurt us with his legs. You know, we gave him some windows to throw in. So that's probably one of the only concerns that we had from the first game.
What do you think of McClellan as a rusher?
He's pretty good. He's pretty good. He's coming along really well. Doing some good things out there. So, you know, we're pleased with his progress, and hopefully he's going to continue just to keep getting better.
Not that you guys are old, but you brought it up, Julius. I mean, is he just kind of a breath of fresh air, some youthful enthusiasm that can help you guys?
Yeah, definitely. He's a young guy, full of energy. You know, he's excited. So, not only that, he gives us added depth to the rotation. So, nothing but positives from picking him up, and we're happy to have him.